Christ to the Nations and this devotion to your day. Here's Pastor Ken Klaus.
Today's International Devotion was written by Lutheran Hour Ministries co-workers in Latvia. LHM works with its ministry center staff and volunteers in Latvia, telling the good news of salvation in Jesus Christ to the people of that country. A text for a devotion from the 11th chapter of Luke. And it came to pass that as he was praying in a certain place, when he ceased, one of his disciples said unto him, Lord, teach us to pray as John also taught his disciples. I remember my first prayer. It happened when I was 6, and in those days nobody talked about God publicly. In truth, that was forbidden. It was at the time when the Soviet Union ruled in Latvia. Every summer holiday I spent in my grandparents' house. They were farmers. That was a different world from the city where my family and I lived, in an apartment building. In their house there were images of Christ in every room, and it sometimes left me with the impression that one cannot hide from him. Similarly, my grandparents always were crossing themselves before and after having a meal. Despite all the difficulties, every Sunday morning my grandpa yoked his horse and went to the church together with his big family. His action in showing himself a Christian was stronger than any words he might have said. It made an impact. I found this different world intriguing. One day it happened so that I got in a quarrel with my cousin. I said things I should not have said. My cousin was 3 years older than me, and in her mightiness she threatened me. She said that because of my words, everybody in my family will suffer. I was very scared, and decided that the situation could best be improved if I prayed. Before kneeling in front of the image of Christ, I checked that nobody could see or hear me praying. And then I prayed. It's strange, but nobody really told or taught me how to pray, but somehow I just knew how to do it. Looking back, I'm amazed at the ways in which God works to come into our lives. That's why I can say it is good that our Lutheran Hour Ministry of Latvia has special programs for children. They are the kind of programs to which children can bring their friends who are not Christians. True, occasionally it may be a little bit irritating that during the prayers kids are loud and clearly unfamiliar with how to behave. But when we remember that this is the first prayer he or she has ever heard, well, we hope it will not be the last one. And in many cases it is not the last one. We know because after so many of our programs like Panamania, we see more kids are starting to attend their local Sunday schools. Thank you, God, for that. We pray. Dear Heavenly Father, you speak to us through your law and through your precious gospel. We give thanks that you also let us speak to you. Wherever and whenever possible, use us to reach the lost. This I ask in Jesus' name. Amen.